Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? This past Friday, I attended a breakfast and discussion for Workers' Memorial Day. It is a serious occasion among the labor movement. It is to commemorate the deaths, the passing of those who have died on the job through negligence by their employers in occupational safety. It's something to take seriously. I remember back in the 70s, there was this Way to the Right radio station, and the announcer and manager of the station kept rattling off about the evilness of OSHA and how terrible it is for regulations over occupational safety and consumer safety, etc. And we're supposed to constantly trust the free market. Well, we had Reaganomics in the 80s and all through, and Republicans supporting the corporate regime, and Democrats being a little too timid to take them on. And the corruption of our political system, from such examples as Citizens United, the ruling that that unlimited campaign donations is free speech. Free speech. Millions of dollars to a candidate for his election and re-election is free speech. And with all that free speech, who gets to have time with the elected representative? Who is the elected representative of the people, so-called, going to listen to with that free speech? Trust me. But my whole point, in not putting the corporate class under control, we have an oligarchy, just as bad as the one around Putin. We have the tech gurus, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Richard Branson, playing with the idea of going out into space. Their own space programs, their own $100 million yachts. That's what we get from tax breaks for corporations. No new plant, no new jobs, nobody gets hired, and we do not benefit at all from this. But back to Workers' Memorial Day. Workers are expected to just be cannon fodder, to be expendable, to be pieces of equipment. If they're damaged or broken, they can be tossed aside. Never mind the fact that they're human beings with families and lives that they have. To them, they have no. To our corporate class, workers have no value. They refuse to look on us as human beings. They don't care if we're killed on the job, either by overheated warehouses or fires in the plant or accidents, which could have been preventable. We're supposed to just sit back and take it. It's like it's expected of us to not come back home from the job. No, we won't take it. We will not take it. The rising is on against the corporate dominance. It is starting with at the shop floor. The biggest players anymore, one of the most prominent ones, are the organizing efforts at Amazon with the union being recognized by the worker, the unions, the workers at the Amazon facility in Staten Island organizing into a union. The same thing with several Starbucks stores. The movement is on. Expect some slander, expect some negative propaganda. Expect pundits to decry this, to complain about, make scary predictions about workers organizing at Starbucks and Amazon and other facilities. And just remember, the mainstream media is not necessarily our friend. Oh, sure, some news outlets have been, a lot of news outlets have been great in showing the incompetence and corrupt and mental breakdown in the Republican Party. But they're expecting Republicans to win the House and the Senate back in these midterm elections. We hadn't had the primaries yet. We hadn't had the candidates going around knocking on people's doors, handing out flyers, like I'm going to be doing. And so the election is over already, so don't bother going out to vote. Bullshit. Let's decide for ourselves now that we are going to stand up for our rights, get out and vote, and vote for those candidates that truly care about the people. Not just in election days, but every day of the week. Every week in a month, every month in a year. We're truly of, by, and for the people. And let's show them that we care about ourselves, we care about our families, we care about our communities. Let's let them know that we won't take it. Let's organize at the neighborhood area and definitely at the shop floor. Let's not expect to be insulted or humiliated or forced to go into dangerous work facilities. Like if chemical fumes are in a chemical plant and you think they're toxic, you think it's going to kill you, let's fight for the right to not have to go in such places. Let's band together so we could tell management, you need us more than we need you. Therefore, if you don't dissolve these problems, we will not work in your facility. And that's another phenomenon, the Great Resignation. It's showing that there are workers who are taking their sweet old time to before going back into the work site. They're showing their value. They know there's something, like the essential workers, the cashiers at the stores during the pandemic, and the EMTs, and the firefighters, and the police, and the grocery store workers, and the drugstore workers. Those are essential workers. Oh, and also the hospital workers, definitely the hospital workers. Your nurses, your EMTs, your housekeepers cleaning up the rooms in the hospital. And home health care workers. They're all essential workers. Let's recognize how essential they are by making sure they have decent pay and decent living conditions. And let's get out and vote. May 17th is the primary election in Pennsylvania. And once again, I will be running for a committee person in my division, the 48th Ward in South Philadelphia. I urge you to participate in the electoral process. Vote. Definitely vote. Definitely vote. But also see if you can't run for an office yourself. Like municipal council or county row offices or township supervisor or state legislature. Go for it. Okay, that's my rant for now. Now, advertisements. Hemporific is a wonderful little CBD product store in 15th Street and Snyder Avenue in South Philadelphia. There you will find some of the finest cannabis-based products you imaginable. You got flower, you got teas, you got drinks, you got sodas. You got lip balm, you got hand sanitizer, and candies, and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And also, I must talk up my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is just wonderful in helping you along and encouraging you in your professional career and your small business. She'll let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming professionals and small entrepreneurs. Please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay. Alrighty then. We got our work cut out for us, Americans. We can take back our country from the plutocrats, the oligarchs, who think that one more $900 billion yacht is more important than the education and hospitals and schools and so forth. Okay? You be well. Stay in the fight. I know I will. Bye.